Hey friends, welcome back to Moonshot Entrepreneur to another episode. Today, I want to look with you at the fast track to making money. I know there are lots of people out there promising different ways to make money. And the amazing thing is that everyone will tell you that their way is the fastest way. So we will look at all the different ways people commonly recommend to make money quickly. And I will give you insights about what nobody tells you about their fast track to making money. And at the end of the episode, you will also hear what I think is the fastest way to make money for yourself. So sit tight because we are about to have a lot of fun. Hey friends, welcome to Moonshot Entrepreneur. This is the place where we partner with God to build His custom designed calling for our life. In this podcast, you'll get laser focused on aligning your life with God, and you will learn the strategies to implement true change. Along with that, you will also learn to create the time and income for the amazing dreams God has for you. Sounds like a moonshot? Well, set your expectations high, because when we dare to partner with God, anything is possible. I promise you that we're going to have a ton of fun on this journey together. So grab your notebook and pen and pursue with me your God-led life transformation. Let's go. I know that when we hear something over and over for a period of time, we tend to overhear it or just ignore it, right? It's like when you're driving down the highway and listening to the same ad for the 500th time, you tend to blend out or fade out that kind of ad, right? However, what I want to tell you here is maybe you have noticed, and maybe you are so familiar to the show that you have stopped noticing that in the intro of this podcast, I speak about God-led life transformation. And I mean it. I stand for it. And especially in the area of making money, this is really something very important to keep in mind. So when we speak about money, I know that money has a very bad reputation, so to speak, especially among Christians. But at the end of the day, God created money to be a means to an end, and He blesses us with it when we're doing a good job, right? Unless you are mugging a store or kidnapping someone to get money, which I really hope you're not, you are making money because you have put in the effort and done some kind of work to deserve the money you're getting. So money is not bad per se, because you're making it for in exchange for some kind of services or products you are offering to the world or to the environment or to your employer. So just I want to make sure that we are on the same page here. So when we speak about fast tracking the way you can make money, there is one huge problem with that. And the problem is that you can go about the entire thing without having a godly way in front and center of your mind. You can go about it thinking just about making money without looking at what kind of value you are providing while doing that. Are you investing anything of yourself to make the kind of money? Or are you just, you know, trying to get money by some random action and hoping that you get it even though you do not deserve it? And if that's the case, I really want to say that there is a mindset issue that we need to resolve before we can even go into the area of making money. But I know where you're coming from if you're saying, no, I really do have a Christian mindset. I want to put hard work and effort in front and center. I want to put serving people front and center, not cheating them or, you know, using some dishonest business practice and making money, then we are good to go. if that's the case, if that's your mindset, we are good to go. And if not, I really want to invite you to think about and examine what your motives are to making money or wanting to make money very quickly. Now, most of the time for us Christians, I assume that we might have some distorted view of making money, but at least the Christians I've come across usually say that they want to serve people. Now, if they really do it is an entirely different question, because sometimes you can think that you are serving people, but actually you are just letting out all the pressure that is on you to make the kind of money without really caring of the person you are having a transaction with. So for example, if you are really pressed hard for cash, you're just thinking about, you know, getting out of debt, of having to have more money, and then go with that mindset into an interaction, sooner or later, that kind of mindset might show up, voluntary or involuntary. So keep that in mind when you have your next business transaction, please. But that being said, there was now a slightly longer intro, but is there really a fast track to making money? The answer is yes and no. Let's start with the negative for a moment, okay? So let's look at the usual ways that people promote making money quickly. What I want to tell you is no matter which way they promote, usually there is a catch. There is always a catch, because I really believe there is no fast track. There is just hard work, a lot of strategy, a lot of focus, a lot of action taking for us to make money. But why do I say that there is always a catch? Now, usually people come to you and tell you, well, there are high returns on stocks, for example, on these types of stocks or this type of investment, or even maybe that type of company that you should invest in, which will yield a high return. Now, usually high returns are paired with high risk, which means, yes, you can have high returns, but chances are that you are more likely to lose all your money. Hear me very clearly on this. If someone comes to you and tells you, invest in the stock market, it's really easy and we'll help you with it, and you will have like 20% return, then it should be high time for all your alarm bells to go on, okay? Usually, there is a very high risk to it, so don't fall into it. Just be aware about that. Another common way people usually try to sell you their fast track to of making money is blockchain. Now, again, blockchain, if you know what you're doing, it might be a good way to do it. But here's the catch. The regulations in the blockchain environment are really scarce, which is one of the advantages there are to blockchain, so to speak, but it's also a huge disadvantage. Also, the blockchain world is full of scammers because everyone wants to make a quick buck. So you really need to be able to understand which are the kind of, honest or trustworthy, that's the word that I was looking for. Where are the trustworthy platforms and places you can start trading with blockchain or investing in blockchain? And please remember that it's really dependent on how the entire blockchain platform is set up. There is a lot of technological knowledge needed to really examine how the blockchain platform is set up, whether it's set up in a good way or whether it's just set up like a gambling platform. And if that's the case, why not, you know, just play the lottery with all your money? Why do you want to invest in a place where you do not understand how the place works? You do not understand how it's set up. You do not know if the players you're playing with are playing by the rules and are fair players, and you have no access to any place of arbitrage or of of institution which would, you know, jump in and prosecute the culprits if they had stolen your money. Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to take that risk? And even if everything is set up so well and you are so knowledgeable about blockchain, if you forget your personal key or misplace it or whatever, your money is gone. So why would you want to do that? Always remember, there is a catch. There is no easy way of making money. So even here, you would have to invest at least some amount of education, of getting yourself knowledgeable about what you're doing before you start investing in on a random platform, blockchain platform. Then people sometimes say, well, the easiest way to make money is if you become an entrepreneur. You know, you just need to have a great business idea and you can be, you know, make money like crazy. Think of Apple, think of Airbnb, and there will be all those examples. Think of Uber, think of XYZ. Now, let me just tell you one thing. It's always the shiny things that attract us, and we tend just to overlook how much work there is behind the shiny thing, the inspirational story, because I've never come across one startup that has survived the first 5 years in the market that has not put in the hard work to do it. Usually, being an entrepreneur is risky. It is risky because you are putting in all the money. You are putting in all the cash. And even if you are not, you are taking out loans to do that. And the only person guaranteeing the loan would be yourself. So you are in this. You're putting your life on the line. You have to put in hard work. And then there's something called market need. If you are not well in tune with the market need, you are going to just go belly up. So telling you that being an entrepreneur is the surefire way of making money, I just have to tell you, yes, it might be, but there is no surefire way, by the way. But yes, it might be a good way to make money. But also, you have to put in a lot of work. And to think that you can do that just within a few months or 1 year, well, that really takes a lot of work and a lot of luck and a lot of prayer and a lot of I don't know what, right? So there is no fast track to making money in my experience. Now, you can call me out on this, okay? You can say, well, Archana, well and good, but I was never thinking about investing and I was never thinking about being an entrepreneur. I just have a job. I love it. It's great. And it's the surefire way to make money. I get a steady income. So what's the whole deal about fast tracking the making of money? And I say to you, great, you have a job. I'm so happy for you. But still, it's not a surefire way to make money. What if you get fired? What if your company is going through a tough time, your industry is going through a tough time, and you get fired? You will be without money very quickly, in a matter of a few weeks or in a matter of a few months. Or if you do not put in the work you have to put in, or if, you know, there's a reorganization and the entire play changes and they just decide that they don't need your department anymore, or they might need your department, but not you. So you'll be out of a job quicker than you think. And having a job is not a surefire way to make money. You think there is job security, and there might be, but always remember that that security is usually much less than we tend to think. Then you might think that, well, okay, I know that, you know, there is a certain risk that I could lose my job one day. But here's the thing, I've been smart. I've been putting away money in the savings account, and I'm really proud of you if you're able to do that. But always think that even though you put money in your savings account, there is no guarantee that it will still be there. Ever heard of banks going belly up, of banks not being able to give back the cash that you have been saving up, especially if it's a bigger chunk of money? Ever heard of the financial crisis? Do you remember what happened there? Yeah. If you don't, go inform yourself, because I'm not going to dedicate this episode to that. It would be too long for that. But even if you assume that you are not going to go into another crisis with your bank or with, you know, the wider industry or in your country, just look at the interest rates that you are able to make from savings accounts. Remind me again, how high are they? And do you think, have you ever calculated where you will land for the amount of money you are investing, so to speak, that you are saving? By the time you are going to use that money with the current interest rates, inflation will have eaten up everything that you have saved up, okay? Because what you get for $100 now is not going to be what you get for $100 10 years in the future. It's not even what you get for $100 2 years down the line, okay? The way things are going. So savings, yeah, having savings is certainly not the fast track to making money. By the way, I'm not advocating that you guys do not save up money. That's not what I want to say here. So please do save up money. What I just want to say here is it's not the fast track, and it might not be the safest thing to do, even though you are falsely led to believe that it is really safe to put all your money in your bank account, in your bank savings account. Now, those of you who think, well, I know that I'm not really an investor. I don't have the time to read about it, get knowledgeable about it, but I really would love to, you know, do some investment, because I know that with savings and with my job, I'm not gonna have the kind of money that I need in the future. So why don't I go to my bank or to some other provider and use their investment services? Because as we know, banks offer that, right? You just have to sign up with some kind of product or program of theirs, and they would invest the money for you. You would have a wealth manager or investment manager for your account, and they would do all the work for you. Now, that is really great, but here is the catch once again. The bank or whatever institute you're going to will always favor their product. And that is not necessarily the best product for you. You will end up paying high fees on your return because they are managing your money and they want also to make some money. But it means, on the bottom line, this is what it means. You are going to have less money left over for you. And by the way, when they sell you all this stuff with all the shiny brochures and everything, have you noticed that everyone would advertise returns that are fabulous, but the catch is it will be only like in 20 or 30 or 40 years. Hello? What in 20? Is 20 years really a fast track to making money? Is 10 years really a fast track to making money? So we have to really look at all the options that are out there to make money fast. And we will come to the conclusion that, first of all, there's always a catch. And secondly, there is no surefire way to make money. And if there is, there is certainly no fast track easy way to make money, unless you're willing to gamble with your money and lose all your investment. So we really have to be careful about this and have to look at what are the right ways to use our money to make money for us, and how do we, like, how does it work for us in our personal situation? And you really have to be careful that you do not lose your entire investment and only invest what you are really willing to lose. If it comes, you know, there is no guarantee that you will make money even if you invest in a safe thing, so to speak. You should therefore only invest what you think you are okay to lose if it gets tough, if the environment gets tough. Because if not, if you invest everything you have into these different schemes and you lose it, you are going to be so devastated, I'm telling you. And you don't have to look that far. There are Ponzi schemes every decade that are being revealed. And every time people were thinking that they were investing in something legit, but they weren't. And in the end, they thought they would get all the money and they were seeing how things are increasing. But in the end, they find out that there is no money left and that these were just numbers on a screen. So you do really not want to end up like this. So what is it that I want you to take away today? What I want you to take away today is not that there is no way to make money. What I want you to take away today is that there is no fast track to making money. There is a lot of work that goes into it. You have to use your brain. You have to use and think about the opportunities you're having and which choices you're going to make, where to invest, what to do, how to make money. And with investment, I don't necessarily mean investing in stocks. I mean, where do you invest your time? Do you invest in entrepreneurship? Do you invest in your career? Do you invest in stocks? Do you invest in some other form? All these things you have to think about. So what I want you to take away today is commit to your personal wealth creation story. It's so worth it. It's so worth it. And if you haven't yet, go listen to episode number 56, where I explain in great detail the different ways that you need to consider to make money and how you can get started on this journey. So episode number 56, how to start your wealth creation journey, or the four steps to start making money, as well as episode 57, because it's a two-part series. So go listen to episode 56 and 57 and find out how you can start, commit to your personal wealth creation story, and commit to making that your thing, to thinking about how you make money for your family. Because if you are not doing it, who is going to do that? Who has the best interest of yourself and your family on their mind 24/7? It's you, right? It's you and your family. It's nobody else going to, you know, help you make money or going to have your best interest front and center all the time. And what I also want to leave you with is that if you are confused right now and do not know how to start, where to start, and what exact steps to take, you are most welcome to come to me. I offer coaching sessions, and right now you're in the luck because until end of March, I offer coaching sessions at a lower price. You can book a coaching session with me for $97. A coaching session lasts 30 minutes over Zoom. And we look at where you should start in your personal wealth creation story for your personal life. Where does it make sense for you to start? If you're confused, if you are even scared, this coaching session would be the place to start. I can help you with that. I can tell you how you can start with You know, is it debt management? Is it entrepreneurship? Is it investment? Are you even, maybe you're doing that, but you're not getting out the full potential out of it or getting out the full yield out of it. And I can help you to look and examine the different parts that make up that puzzle for you and help you come up with a plan that is realistic in your case. I'll help you come up with a plan about jumpstarting your personal wealth creation story, and you will walk away with a step-by-step plan of specific steps that you need to take for your personal wealth creation story. And we start at the place where you are. If you are an investment whiz, we will start at that place. If you have never invested before and are just overwhelmed, we will start at that place. If you are just drowning in debt, we will start at that place. And if you are already living on a budget and are, you know, acing that area, we will start from there. So that's why this coaching session is also called a jumpstart. Wherever you are, wherever you're stuck, I'm there to jumpstart this journey for you. So don't wait around. If you would like to jumpstart your wealth creation journey and would like to book a coaching session with me, do reach out to me before the end of March. You can reach out to me at my email address. Shoot me an email. The email address is support@moonshot-entrepreneur.com. support@moonshot-entrepreneur.com. And you will find the email address also below in the description of this episode. I'm very happy to hear from you. And if you're at a place where you do not know whether you want to have a coaching or not, shoot me an email anyway, because I'm happy to join you on my email list and to add you to my email list. Because if you are on my email list, you will get tips and tricks about starting your personal wealth creation story. So don't wait around. I'm here to help you, and I'm really glad to walk this out with you and to lay it out for you in a way that makes sense to your personal situation. Okay, I hope this episode blessed you and helped you in some way. If it did, please also take 5 seconds to leave me a written review over at Apple Podcast. I'd be really blessed if you do so, and I would love it to hear back from you, also to know how this episode has helped you. And stay wrapped up in Christ's love, my friends. Until next time. Real quick before you go, if this podcast blessed you in some way, the number one way you can thank me is by leaving me a written review for the show over on Apple Podcast. I seriously am lit up every time I hear from you guys. So if this show has impacted your life in some way, just let me know about it. And here's the second thing you can do. Take a screenshot of this episode or of your review and go share it over on Facebook and tag me. God bless as you dare to make the change.